Welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Labor Stock Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We enjoy your company, that's for sure. Hey, folks, don't forget, Western Pennsylvania folks, we're having the first annual barbecue March 18th. It's going to be at the National Association of Letter Carriers, Branch 84. Want you to come out, hang out, have some fun. Great people, great food. Leo Gerard's a keynote speaker. Some music from KTA and Mike O'Brien. And also, just great people, great food. To find out more, send an email to requests at theunionedge.com. That's requests at theunionedge.com. And we appreciate you doing that. Joining us now from Politico. Media Matters. I forgot what time it was. We have Denise Robbins. Denise, welcome back.
Hi, great to be here as always.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to have you. Sorry about that. I'm having a senior moment, so to speak. But hey, listen, Rush Limbaugh talking about the EPA's climate rules is going to take us back to the Stone Age. Not that, well, some people think maybe Rush Limbaugh's still back in the Stone Age.
Yeah. That's basically where he is, or where he wants us to be. You know, remember a time before the scientific method was real, before people believed in evolution? That's about where Rush Limbaugh is.
Mm-hmm. The world's flat.
So yeah, a couple of nights ago, something pretty distressing happened for the climate change community, which is the Supreme Court issuing a stay on the country's greatest, if not only, really good climate rule that we've ever had, climate
right.
policy, the Clean Power Plan. And it's something that the fossil fuel industry has been pushing back on since the idea of its conception, basically. And they've been using all these different avenues to try and block it, impede it, delay it. And finally, after probably 50 attempts of lawsuits and everything, the Supreme Court issued this stay. So they're celebrating over there on the,
right. They're celebrating over there, and I get it and I understand it. I don't necessarily agree with it. And the Supreme Court is not the arbiter on whether or not this is a good idea. The Supreme Court is the arbiter on whether or not the president can implement this in its current form. I think the vast majority of Americans get it, understand it, and are supportive of what we're trying to do. You know, this whole thing about coal-fired plants. You know what? If I owned a bagel shop and I threw all my garbage out into the street, you know, I'd probably be fined by the city, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
But if I own a coal-fired power production plant, I can put as much crap into the air as I want to.
Right, exactly.
Really?
It's something that's been necessary for a long time, and the Supreme Court has actually upheld that the EPA is legally required to regulate the carbon dioxide coming out of these coal power plants, under the Clean Air Act, which was passed by Congress. So everything about this, you know, is what they're supposed to be doing. They're finally acting on climate change. We're giving states 7 years to come up with and implement their plans to achieve this. But the fossil fuel industry obviously is rightly worried, and so their big argument that they've been pushing that finally seems made its way to the Supreme Court is that the rule would be overly onerous and harmful. And all of this comes out of study after study that are funded by the fossil fuel industry to claim that it will be onerous and harmful. And those studies themselves don't really stand up to scrutiny, and they're telling a story and they're pushing their agenda. And the attorneys general that have been behind this lawsuit and the business groups, they're pointing to these studies, these misleading statistics, to claim that the rule should be delayed until we can make sure it won't be harmful, which the EPA has done its analysis and other groups have done their analysis, and we find that, no, it's not going to be harmful. In fact, it would be much more harmful to delay the rule, which is what they're doing. But the problem is that these facts are out there, and apparently 5 of the 9 Supreme Court justices are looking at them and think, oh, maybe they're worth consideration. So it's a big roadblock, and it's it's what they've been working for years, and they finally have gotten this delay. So hopefully, you know, that's all it's going to be is a delay. We'll hear the arguments, so debate on the merits and agree that it's a good thing, like it's not harmful, like we need to do this. And the states will continue to go to their plans and come up with their implementation plans. And hopefully, you know, it will end up that the implementation itself hopefully won't get delayed very much. But it's just, in the meantime, you know, we're just going to be seeing more and more misinformation as they try to influence the process and debate on the merits.
Right. So, and, you know, and here's the thing. The technology for removing mercury and other pollutants is there. The technology for removing carbon dioxide is there to some degree.
There's so many different options that people can take. It's there. It's just, you know, how are they actually going to go about and do it? And that's kind of one of the coolest things about this plan is it's probably one of the most flexible pieces of legislation that's out there. Because
right.
Every state gets to come up with its own rule.
Right. States' rights.
Yep. Yeah, and then so that's where, you know, Limbaugh comes into play. Like, he actually... You know, the crux of his argument, he actually sort of has an argument rather than just, like, spewing climate denial like he normally does. But his argument is that, oh, it's not possible to achieve this plan. You have to stop human beings from exhaling. But it is possible because there's so many different avenues that the states can take, and they have 5 years to come up with it, 7 years to implement it. So his argument, what little there is, just doesn't even stand up to fact.
Right, exactly. So and one of the reasons why the companies are pushing back is they don't want to spend the extra money to come into compliance, correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right. There's going to be, you know, a hit to the coal industry, as there has been as natural gas becomes more cost competitive, as renewable energy are becoming more cost competitive, and now as states work harder to shift to these more progressive, forward-looking forms of energy, sure, the fossil fuel industry is going to maybe continue getting hurt, but they can't continue to hurt us anymore. That's the reason behind all of this.
Very interesting all the way around. Listen, Denise, we got to get going. How do we find out more about you and what you do for Media Matters?
You can head right over to mediamatters.org, and on the issue page, click Environment and Science for more on the Clean Power Plan.
Absolutely. We appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you again soon. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.